This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe in that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What you're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black,
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. I am a human supremacist. That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they try to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side.
The rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, hour number two of this live Thursday, September 8th, 2022 global transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. Andrew Torba of Gab's got big news on multi fronts at the next level of the fight. Joining us coming up next segment. We also have a special guest I'll surprise you with coming up in the third hour. And I interviewed Andrew Tate, the most talked about Googled guy the last 6 months in the world, totally banned. We did a big hour-long interview this morning that's going to air Monday. We're a little excerpt of it in the first hour. Tomorrow we'll have some excerpts of the interview as well on the Friday show. And then Monday I'm going up to the Steven Crowder show. But you'll have the Andrew Tate interview and other stuff I'm going to be taping for Monday's show. Owen Short will be here with the breaking news as well. But I wanted to hit some of the other news that's breaking and things that are going on. But the great Harrison Smith and some of his crew, some of his compadres, put together this new little piece called If I Worked at CNN, a little homage, a little farewell, a little bon voyage to Brian Humpty Dumpty Stelter.
You know, it's not always easy being on the outside, being dissident, being scrutinized and judged, not having anybody tell you what to say or when to say it. Sometimes I wonder, what if I'd chosen an easier path, a more mainstream path? If I worked at CNN?
I'd be a self-made man like Cooper, the son of a Vanderbilt. I'd feed you bullshit wrapped up in virtue with a steady dose of white guilt. If the CIA wrote my headlines, then you could take them to the bank. Yeah, I would be just like Anderson Cooper, with a little less sugar in my tank. If I spoke to you with half the truth, if I just did what they told me to, if I never really meant the word I said, I'd ignore the things I can't explain. Tell racism and climate change, we get it wrong just 9 times out of 10. If I worked for CNN, those dreamy baby blues.
Oh man, Brian Stelter? Humpty Dumpty? No, sorry, Brian, you're not getting a job at InfoWars. We don't produce fake news.
Next September, I turn 38. Don't look a day over 52. I'd be zoom, zoom, zoom as I tubing. Set myself up for the low blows. I'd be lying like lemon. I just did what they told me to, if I never really meant the word I said, if I were to, I'd ignore the things I can't explain, tell racism and climate change. We get it wrong just 9 times out of 10. If I worked for CNN, if I worked for CNN, if I worked for CNN.
CNN rips establishment media pundits. A nice song. Really good music video. It's at InfoWars.com. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWars.com. Fentanyl the Dragon and Mark Zuckerberg say you're a bad American if you do that. Please don't share that video. All right, we're going to get really serious here. A lot of serious news to hit now, but we got to have a little bit of fun, don't we? When Andrew Torba comes on, we're going to be playing this video. Google has decided to use InfoWars in their new censorship model as a training aid. Isn't that sweet? Google uses InfoWars video to test pre-bunk, pre-crime, pre-thought crime, technique that inculcates, which means indoctrinates, people against misinformation. It inoculates people. It inculcates them. It brainwashes them. That's coming up. Oh, isn't that just sweet? Isn't that just cute? But I wanted to hit this briefly. I don't dislike this individual who's the new monkeypox czar, like one death in the U.S., end of the world, 99% of it gay men. I don't hate this man because he likes other men. I hate him because he's all part of this new ruling class where you have to either be a woman or be a homosexual, pull in positions of power, and then Biden's monkeypox czar constantly dresses up and is involved in satanic activities, according to himself. And a bunch of other really gross stuff I'm not going to say on air. But I started investigating it last night when the story broke yesterday. And I quit investigating very quickly because I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole. But into Satanism, into some really destructive stuff, really hurtful things to his own body. And he's par for the course. Dr. Dimitri Dazakalis, the director of Joe Biden's National Monkeypox Response Team, held his first press conference Wednesday, but attention online focused on the degenerate photos of him in the past. And again, for a family audience, we're not going to show you this stuff, but he's into things like eating poop. And here he is, why are we surprised, with a big pentagram and hailing Satan. So what a God to follow. Eat that poop. So delicious. And I thought my dog was bad doing it. So that's where we are. We're not going to show you any more of that, ladies and gentlemen, but skulls and pentagrams all over his body. What a nice person. And remember, he's par for the course. These guys call themselves women, like the head of the nuclear waste program. He says a woman looks like a space alien. Remember the head of the nuclear waste program? This is the new woman. How much they hate women. Oh, men are women now, and this is what a woman looks like. And, of course, he's on websites promoting underage sex with children. Isn't that surprising? I'm just completely blown away that he dresses up like Count Dracula. But look at him here. Undermine women. Undermine men. Say that women are degenerate, gross men. Say that men are degenerate, gross creatures. Jack Sprat can eat no fat. His wife can eat no lean. Between the two, they lick the platter clean. Top Biden stabber defended gay pedophile prostitution website raided by feds. Disgusting Biden DOE hire defended underage gay prostitution. Yeah, drag queen story time. That's what it's all about. And that's the people they're putting in charge of everything. And they're coming for our children. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
you know how it works when a world leader dies. They're always dead. They tell you later. That with Franco in Spain was dead for 3 days before they announced it. Look, maybe Prince Philip got reincarnated and came back as a deadly virus to kill her. I mean, he did say that. I don't want to come back and kill 80% of the world population. I don't wish the old Queenie, who's about as British as a Transylvanian vampire bat, I don't wish her any ill will, but man, I am just sick of the royal worship. Our country was founded in defiance to these people. And in fairness to her, she's from a German-Transylvanian bloodline. She's like 10% old British bloodline. It's just disgusting to sit there and watch these people and people worshiping people because of their bloodline. That is not what freedom is all about. It's not what America is all about. Okay, let's go ahead and take phone calls. Like Martin Luther King said, it's what you stand for, it's what you do. We're going to open the phones up a little bit later in the hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. On any topic you want to discuss, 877-789-2539. But right now we're joined by the great Andrew Torba of Gab. When there was mass shooting in a Jewish center, and the guy 5 minutes before he did it, horrible guy, he put a post on Gab saying he was about to do something bad. Andrew Torba got blamed. They tried to ban him. He survived. Thanks for support. Every time there's a mass shooting, anybody reports on it, they're bad at their alternative media. But when Facebook showed the mass shooting in Atlanta that just happened, oh, well, that's not their fault, because it's not. If I call a bomb threat in on my AT&T cell phone, it's not AT&T's fault. So Andrew Torba's here to talk about his book that's been in the top 10 and the top 100 consistently the last month. Christian Nationalism on Amazon.com, which is the new New York Times book bestseller list because New York Times rigs their list now. My book has also been in the top 10 off and on, and on more than 40 charts at the top. So is Andrew's. So he's been dominating the religious charts and the cultural charts. We've been dominating the political science and history charts and politics charts and, of course, the number one charts as well. So it just shows how popular freedom is. So to talk about his book and so much more is Andrew Torba, another survivor in the ranks with Andrew Tate and others. Andrew, great to have you here with us.
Pleasure to be here, as always, Alex. We've been busy building, was working on this book. You and I are both in the top 100 on Amazon's bestseller list right now. Our book actually comes out tomorrow, so we've been doing this through pre-orders. And like you said, it just shows how popular these ideas are, and it shows how big our movement is. I think one of the things that the enemy wants us to believe is that we're isolated or that we're alone, or that, you know, the people that share our values and our worldview are very small in number, but that's actually the opposite. It is true. We make up, you know, 80 to 90% of this country, and the elites in D.C. and in Silicon Valley and in New York City, they make up the small percentage of people that are running this country right now, and their worldview and their values are diametrically opposed to us. And what we saw happening before we wrote this book was they were trying to subvert this term, Christian nationalism. What does Christian nationalism mean? Well, it means you're a Christian, and it means that you're a nationalist. What is a nationalist? It's someone who loves their neighbor. It's someone who loves their country. So, you know, being a Christian nationalist is not a bad thing. In fact, you know, during our research of this book, what we found is that prior to the founding of this country in 1776, there were explicitly Christian countries for the first 200 years with the early colonies. I mean, some of our early states, Virginia, for example, had a state religion of Anglicanism from 1606 to 1830. Massachusetts, New York, New Hampshire, North Carolina, all of the early colonies had explicitly Christian state religions, you know, so that the founding, the true founding of this country is explicitly Christian, and that goes into the founding fathers, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of these things were drafted based on a Christian worldview. And we cannot let them erase our history. We cannot let them rewrite our history. We cannot let them demonize us as Christians. We have to fight to protect our worldview. And, you know, a lot of people are misinterpreting Christian nationalism as a purely political movement. It's not. It's actually a spiritual, cultural, and political movement. So it's all these things in one. And
well, let,
you know,
let me 100% agree with you from historical research and just common sense. You were called a white supremacist in the national news, which is total crap, because you call for Christian nationalism as if Christianity is a white supremacist. It's all about unifying humanity under Christ and his Father God and our family together, and we are the bride. Christ is the groom. We marry all of us together into one Christian family to unify and create peace and justice. African countries that are Christian are incredibly prosperous, those that aren't collapsed. Same thing around the world. Christianity took Europe from literal barbarism, living in caves and huts like Africans, to creating spaceships and quantum mechanics. And the Christian areas of Africa, look at Rwanda, 10% were Christian. They had all the wealth, all the money, all the science. IQs as high as Europeans, incredible scientists, because they weren't running around headhunting. Once they got Christ, boom, they were awesome. Same thing with white people. White people were running around eating each other, just a few thousand years ago before Christianity. So the answer is Jesus, is what you're saying.
Unequivocally, yes. I mean, Christianity is not a racial supremacist movement. It's also not, there's not a geographic central location outside of the kingdom of heaven. I think, one of the ways that the enemy is sort of framing this is they're calling it white Christian nationalism. And they're trying to say that only white people can be Christians, which is totally absurd on its face. The Bible tells us there is neither Jew nor Greek. We are all united as one in Jesus Christ in our shared faith as brothers and sisters in Christ. And
that's right. The globalists, because their whole thing is a cult under their system. So there's the satanic system and there's the Christian system, and the whole UN world government's targeting Christianity. That tells us how powerful and real it is.
Well, Alex, it's ultimately, I don't have to tell you this, they have a religion. Their religion is transhumanism. They want to transcend humanity. So, the religion of Christianity is the pro-human movement, right? It's the pro-human worldview. It's the pro-humanity worldview. These people themselves, it's the pro-God worldview, obviously. These people want to become gods. They want to transcend humanity and become gods. And they are anti-human. They are anti-God. They are anti-Christ. And we are presenting an alternative that is the tried and true alternative that made the Western society, the entire West, what it is. It made Europe what it is. It made America what it is. And that is Christianity. And that is our shared faith and belief in Jesus Christ. And that's what our book is about. It's about returning to that. It's about understanding the whole historical bedrock of our nation. It is grounded in Christianity. And it's about waking Christians up, because I think a lot of Christians are just, sleepwalking through history right now. And they refuse to get engaged in public discourse. And
that's right. They don't realize that the churches today are 501c3 and bought off. Christianity was a religious, spiritual movement that politically took over. And yeah, we let people practice their own religion. We don't make them convert. We're not Islam, but we're Christian. And that's what this country is.
That's right. And we need to be Christians all the time. Not just in church, but all day, every day. And that's what we're trying to convey in this book.
Powerful. Can't wait to read the book. Andrew Torba, stay there. Let's talk about what Christian nationalism means and how it's the antidote to Satanism. It becomes so much clearer every day. The Democrats are Satanists. We are Christians. Choose us.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
We're in information war.
Something you call
and wars are about will and ideas and action. And in a fight against tyranny, a book like The Great Reset and The War for the World is a key munition in that fight. Yeah, we make more money on them. You buy it at InfoWarsStore.com, and thanks for doing that. It's really kept us on air. We'd be in the red right now, but what if for you guys buying 20,000 of these in the last month. Thank you so much. In fact, we're basically out. More coming in a week. About another 10,000 for the publisher. And yeah, when I sell one on Amazon, or they do, I might get a couple bucks instead of getting, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 bucks when we sell it at InfoWars.com. But I want you to get it at Amazon.com because we've gone to number 5. I was saying number 6. We went to number 5 once. If it goes to number 1, it has a lensing effect, an amplifying effect, and everybody gets it. Same thing with Andrew Torbus. His has been in the top 10 as well in pre-order. Ours just came out a week ago. It's now shipping. His has been in the top 10 as well. Christian nationalism. Oh, the key to everything. And people are hungry for it. Let's send it to number 1. In fact, I'd be happy if his went to number 1 and not ours. All I care about is the culture war because that's the future. It's everything. Money and power and shows are only about projecting resistance to tyranny and defending our families. That's what I want. Not to go be part of the establishment or, you know, go to white tie events. Everybody kiss your ass. So Andrew Torba and the new. Say that again. You're popping in my head. The queen died. Okay. I told them to tell me when the queen died. Let's put that on screen. Her Royal Majesty, you can see Drudge Report right there, let's click on it, big siren there. Her Royal Majesty, her husband died, what, a year ago? Prince Philip, the former co-head of the Bilderberg Group with Prince Bernhard, and the Queen of England has made the jump into hyperspace, and it's now bye-bye time. Her uncle was a top Nazi, Edward VIII, who was the King of England, was going to serve Hitler with the European Union, but they chose to be anti-Hitler. And her husband, Prince Philip, said he wanted to come back as a particularly deadly virus and be reincarnated to contribute to depopulation. And I just hope that he didn't get his wish. I hope, because I love the Queen so much, I hope Prince Philip didn't kill the Queen. That's really what I'm hoping right now. But would that be a turn of fate, that he was reincarnated as a particularly deadly virus? Guys, pull the quote up. Prince Philip on reincarnated as a deadly virus. He told the Audubon Society that. He told Deutsche Agentur that. And he told Reuters that. There's three interviews where he said he wanted to come back as a virus to lower population. I hope. Because he said he wanted to come back and kill people. That's his wish, not mine. I hope that Prince Philip didn't get his wish. So, back to Andrew Torba. Andrew, do you have anything to say about the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, making the jump into hyperspace?
I hope she knew Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. That's what I'll say. You know, it's unfortunate. There's so much going on now. But she lived a pretty long life. And, you know, again, I just hope that she knew Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. That's the most important decision that you can make in your life. And it's a decision that I hope a lot of people are taking seriously now. There's so much fear in our world. There's so much uncertainty. You know, this Biden speech trying to categorize, you know, 81 million people as extremists for daring to dissent against the status quo of the mainstream. But we have to remember, again, that we're not alone, and that, you know, our worldview and that our belief and our faith has stood the test of time, and Christians have faced persecution for, you know, thousands of years since Christ ascended into heaven, and it's something that we're going to continue to face. But we have to push through. We have to keep the faith, and we have to have our faith stronger now than ever before.
No, I totally agree with you. Of course, the big question is, will it be Prince Edward that becomes the new king, or will he not be bypassed, or will it go to Prince Charles? Because, I mean, Prince Charles is Mr. Reset, New World Order, world government. I'm predicting right now they're not going to bypass Prince Charles. I'm making a prediction right now. I may be wrong. But I think Prince Charles is going to be seen as the King of England. He'll say something like, for 2 years while his son gets ready. I predict Prince Charles will be seated as the King of England and will fly the dragon flag against humanity.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, you know, there's so much in motion right now. It's sort of like it feels like we're transitioning, right? We're transitioning into sort of a new age, and the old power structures are sort of going away, and new power structures are coming in with this World Economic Forum. I mean, everything that you talk about in your book, right? You know, so we have to be prepared, and we have to know our enemy. And the big thing that I've been talking about, and I know that you've been covering for years as well, is transhumanism. Because again, you know, they do want to reduce the population, and they do want to become gods by transcending our human biology. I think it's so important to be talking about this stuff.
Well, ding dong. You know that song from Wizard of Oz, when the house lands on the witch?
Yes, yes.
How's it go?
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
The witch, oh witch, the witch, oh witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. And I'm not saying she was a wicked witch. Her husband, though, was definitely a depopulationist and a bad guy. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that quote, I mean, that's been widely circulated for a while. I mean, this is what they all believe. This is what Bill Gates believes. You know, this is what all the transhumanists believe. They want to reduce the size of the population, and they want to become gods. They want to transcend human biology to become gods. And, you know, that we have to present their worldview as it is, and we have to present our counter worldview as the solution to that, which is we are pro-God. We don't want to become gods ourselves. We are pro-humanity. We are pro-life. And, you know, that's the way forward, is we have to remind people of that. We have to remind people of who we are and what we believe and what our worldviews are. And that's what we're trying to do here with our book. And I know that's what you're trying to do with your book as well, is expose how these people think and what their plans are.
Well, you're one of the survivors. Tell us about all the new features Gab's been adding.
Yeah, so we just came out with Gab Pay, which is our PayPal alternative, not too long ago. We came out with Gab Voice, which is our Zoom alternative. So, you know, Gab has evolved, you know, beyond just being a social networking alternative. And we really have a whole suite of parallel internet products, really. We're trying to be the Silicon Valley alternative, not just, the Facebook alternative or the Twitter alternative. It's sort of evolved beyond that. And, you know, as you said, we're the most resilient alt tech platform. We have our own servers. We have our own payment processor now. We've had to build our own email systems, our own social network, everything over the past 6 years. And by the grace of God, we did it, and we're still standing.
Well, great job to your doggedness and your great tech crew and the supporters that stood with you. That's why we're still here. That's why you're still there. Bravo to the listeners and viewers. I wonder if Jimmy Savile is going to be attending the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Of course, this is going to be the news cycle here for the next week. So I wonder what's going to be happening behind the scenes as all their focus and all of our attention is on this now. That's usually when they make major moves.
I wonder what King Charles the what he's going to be. Man, there's got to be like 15 King Charleses. You mean like King Charles, King, well, oh, look at these guys. Oh, very nice people. You know, they found a sex dungeon for torturing kids in Jimmy Savile's house. This is children have said, and he admittedly had sex with dead children at the hospital. That's pretty liberal, though, right?
Sick. These people are sick, Alex. You know, we have to pray for reformation and for revival. And like you said earlier, you know, Christ is the only way forward. It's the only way out of this mess. He's always been the only way, and he will continue to be the only way. And our circumstances today are no different than they have been for the past 2,000 years.
God save our queen, the royalty, the splendor, the majesty, the power of the royalty. If you're an American, you don't like British royalty. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
King Charles III of the Saxe-Coburg dynasty, ladies and gentlemen, will be the king of England. He wants world government, a military operation to cut off carbon and starve you to death. So if you thought Queen Elizabeth was bad, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself.
...of the monstrosity in the county of the land of Oz. I welcome you most regally. But we've got to verify it regally to see...
To see...
...if she...
If she...
...is morally, ethically...
...spiritually, physically...
...positively, absolutely, undeniably, and reliably... Coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her, and she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead. Then this is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants. If any, yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Prince is now King Dracula of the House of the Dragon. When they fly the dragon flag, it means no quarter but annihilation and death on a planetary scale. Sad with the Queen of England, and I hope that she found Jesus. I don't think she's the Wicked Witch, because compared to the rest of her family, she was good in that best house in the bad neighborhood. But the Queen of England dead, big deal. Everybody's going to worship it. All these women follow Disney and the whole princess cosmology, and women think it's so cool and so neat. It's disgusting, the institution of royalty. But that's my view. I'm not a royalist. I'm an American. I'm a 1776er. But that said, everybody better get ready, because we got King Charles III and his consort, his handmaiden, his, what's the term they use for that? His concubine. That is Jimmy Savile in the New World Order. Now we're going to get to stare that down at this tea point with the powerful New World Order and the British globalist empire that is at the heart of this entire system that we face. Ding dong. When I was talking about that, I wasn't playing ding dong the witch is dead about Queen Elizabeth II. I was talking about Hillary Clinton. I forgot to mention this yesterday. Hillary has officially said she's not running for president for a third time in 2024. We put that on screen. Now, that means she's going to run, because if she tells you she's not going to run, you know she's going to run, except she's got incredibly bad health problems, the rest of it, so maybe it's true. Her expiration date was up a long time ago, but she's not just rotten milk. She is like yogurt at this point. So I never speak ill of the dead, and I'm very sorry to everybody over in the UK for losing your queen. And, you know, they demonize the nation state. People think of the queen as the nation state. And I know even Nigel Farage supports the monarchy. And I know that some of our crew have been invited and hung around with the royals. So there's a certain thing about being invited to the palace. And then you kind of get on board with them and believe in a royalist view. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the British royal family is not British. They've run that whole country into the ground. So you get a new prime minister, we're told 2 days ago, and within 48 hours, the Queen of England's dead. Big things going on. The ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch, oh witch, the witch, oh witch, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. And I'm talking about Hillary politically, not violently. I don't want any harm to come to Hillary's head. I'm saying politically, she has announced her own demise, and that her political career is dead as a coffin, dead as a cemetery, dead as a doornail, dead as Count Dracula, dead as dead can get. So we're going to continue to cover this as it unfolds. You better believe, as Andrew Torba said, this is all we're going to hear for the next month. I mean, John McCain was like a 7-day event. George Herbert Walker Bush was like a 2-week event of multiple funerals and trains and just in, oh my God, the pomp, the circumstance. It must be important they're doing all this. Well, the Queen of England just found out that death is the great equalizer and that everybody's going to face their creator. And I hope she was right with Jesus. Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest-serving monarch, has died. The Queen's decline has sent Britain into chaos. It will get much worse, yes. It's not the energy cuts. It's not the Great Reset that did it. It's her decline. She was holding up the country. And poll, almost a quarter of Democrats believe men can get pregnant. Mental illness and anti-science and propaganda. Here's a Democratic Party that want to be all the fact checkers and pre-control what you can say and what you can do. But they believe men can have babies. They'll say two women had babies in a prison. Yes, two women had babies together. And they sit there and gaslight us with this insane level of propaganda, and we're supposed to just sit there and buy it and say, okay, you're the authority, I'll do whatever you say, just don't call me a white supremacist. This is all a giant, disgusting joke. And the New World Order and the royals and all of them know they're coming down. They know they're going down. And that's why they're trying to bring down civilization with the Great Reset. Because, as Helter Skelter says, let's come back in with that next segment. Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. They don't care they're coming down as long as they're still on top. I want everybody to be growing and beautiful and free and amazing, and hopefully I'll be carried along with that tide. They don't like that. They want to dominate. They want to control. Well, I'm not funded by the British royals. I'm not funded by George Soros, the New World Order. I'm funded by viewers and listeners like you, so I want to encourage you all to keep the broadcast on air and get great products at the same time. We're very excited and pleased, finally, to have a bunch of great products that have been sold out. In the case of this product that I think would be a huge seller, though it's the highest quality concentrated of wheat sprouts and so much more, cilantro, you name it, concentrate. This is so good for your guts, your body, your immune system. Green Fiber, back in stock, and are being sold out for over a year at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. We also have back in stock, sold out for about 3 or 4 weeks, at the second tranche of it, Diet Force, all these natural compounds that speed up your entire metabolic system. As we know, as you get older, your metabolism slows down. This boosts it in a natural, healthy way. I lost right at 41 pounds with it. I've been so busy with court and trials and stuff, I haven't worked out in like a month until starting yesterday. And I just stabilized with it. I would have gotten even fatter if I hadn't been taking it. So Diet Force is 40% off. Diet Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And then the big ones. Brain Force Plus, the good, clean, powerful nootropic that doesn't have the big come down. It's back in stock, 50% off. It lasts about 5-6 hours. And then we have that special proprietary blend that nobody else has a formula like this. And that is Brain Force Ultra. Liquid taken out of the tongue. Hits in 10, 15 minutes. Dissipates in about 3 hours. So again, I love it at nighttime. I got to go to a meeting, got to do an interview. I'm exhausted. Coffee doesn't work anymore. Boom, take a squirt out of the tongue, sit back in the chair, relax, drink some water, whatever, and then bam, 15 minutes later, burst of energy, really clean, amazing focus. It's something special about this. It's 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com for Brain Force Ultra, 25% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Greens Fiber, and Diet Force, all back in stock, from 50 to 40, 25% off. It keeps us on air. And you know who you are supporting us? You are amazing. You changed the world. God bless you. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.